Hi, everybody. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Jim Donovan along with Nathan Zagora. We're about ready to take the weekend off for the Browns, but can't wait to get back underway with the Browns at 1-2 and kind of a bad taste in their mouths after the loss to the Baltimore Ravens. Tennessee is next week. Nathan, let's deal with some guys that have been really big surprises. We've been looking at the big free agent signings. Carlos Dansby, Dante Whitner on the defensive side. And yet, a kid like Tashaun Gibson has once again continued to play huge in the back of that secondary.
No question. He's been a ball hawker extraordinaire. Last year, 5 interceptions, tied for the most in the AFC among the safeties. And this year, he's come out, already has 2 in the first 3 games. He's that center fielder in this defense. Think Ed Reed in Baltimore. And that's what he's been doing, manning the middle of the field, playing exceptionally well, not allowing the big plays over him either. I thought Tashaun Gibson has been phenomenal. And when he's gotten 2 opportunities to make plays, he's made both of them. 1 return for a touchdown, and another one set the Browns up for what should have been some points to help win that game against Baltimore.
Well, he really knows what to do when he gets the ball. Okay, I mean, he's a pretty good returner of the football. Does the ball find him or does he find the football?
I think he finds the football. He puts himself in good positions. He has a natural feel for the quarterback and makes very quick, decisive breaks on the ball. Both of those interceptions came when Paul Kruger got great pressure on the quarterback and he had an idea that, hey, maybe the ball is going to be up there, went and got it, and as you said, knows exactly what to do with it once it gets in his hands.
Let's talk about Paul Kruger, okay? Because a lot of people felt Paul did not have a big year last year after he cashed in and got a big contract from the Browns, leaving the Baltimore Ravens to do it. I don't know if it's the Mike Pettine defense that fits with him or if he just realizes he needed a bigger season this year. I think he's been probably their best guy up front.
There's no question. I think he's been the best player on defense for this team. He is the one difference maker right now. Paul Kruger sacking each of the first 2 games. In that second game against Drew Brees, he had the hit that forced the interception to Tashaun Gibson on the throw over Jimmy Graham. And then against Baltimore, he hit Joe Flacco right as he tried Torrey Smith deep, who had a few steps there, and that ball floated in the air. Gibson got that one as well. He's been the most consistent defender against the pass. His ability to get to the quarterback is why they brought him here that year back in 2012 when the Ravens won the Super Bowl. 2 sacks in the Super Bowl on just 22 snaps, and he was the most efficient pass rushing outside linebacker in the league. He's getting back there this year. He's been a pleasant surprise. His motor doesn't stop, and he's been motivated, fully bought in. This defense suits him, and he suits this defense.
Let's go over to the offensive side, all right? I mean, we took a look at things. We kind of knew what the situation might be, that Josh Gordon was going to miss an extended period of time. Jordan Cameron goes down with a nasty shoulder that happened during the Family Day event down at the University of Akron, and that's a tough thing to deal with, and he's had a tough time dealing with it, which has forced a guy like Andrew Hawkins to play a different position than I think he thought he was going to be playing when he left Cincinnati to come here. I think he felt he'd be in the slot all the time, yeah. Something he did very well there. But he's been out wide, and he's been a ball-catching machine.
He has done it all for the Cleveland Browns. 21 catches through 3 weeks, among the league leaders at the wide receiver position, at least 6 catches in every game, at least 70 yards in every game. He is carrying this pass attack, and he hit the nail on the head. When he signed, he thought Josh Gordon was going to be the number one out wide. They were going to bring somebody else in to be the number 2, whether it be Miles Austin, and he would be that slot guy, maybe the 3rd, 4th option in the passing game with favorable matchups, able to make big plays. Now he's the high-volume receiver. He's the number 1 target for Brian Hoyer. When the game was on the line, that's who Hoyer went to against the Ravens. Now, they weren't able to connect there, but Hawk is the guy, and he's been one of the great surprises, and you just hope, because he's not a big guy, that he can hold up to all this wear and tear. But I think maybe the best route runner I have ever seen. He is phenomenal.
Yeah, and here's another part of his game that's really something. You got to watch it now to really appreciate it, and I know the coaches watch it, and they appreciate it. He blocks downfield. I mean, a lot of these running backs, they've gotten an extra 6 or 7 yards, or a receiver that breaks away. They get extra yardage because he's down there and he blocks.
He doesn't just block. He is tenacious. Yeah. He is a physical player. I mean, if this guy was 6'4", you might even make him an lineman because he is such a violent guy at the point of attack and certainly down the field. And you're right, he's helped Terrence West, Isaiah Crowell with some of their long runs. He's done it all. Since he's come here, he has done everything the coaches could have ever thought to ask of him and more. Hawk has been phenomenal.
All right, one other big surprise has to be the 2 young running backs. They are thrilling. I mean, and they're doing it against the Steelers, and they're doing it against the Ravens, and not many have been successful running the football the way these 2 kids did it against these 2 defenses. Now, there was a lot mentioned about West, but Crowell kind of came from way off the map, and I mean, what a surprise.
Well, listen, going into college, he was the number one running back in the country. Then he goes and was the SEC Freshman of the Year at Georgia. Off-the-field issues derailed that. He ends up undrafted, but many thought maybe the most talented back in this draft class, and he is showing it. 5 yards per carry in all three of the games. He has scored three times already. He just hits the hole hard. He runs hard. Terrence West has a little more wiggle in his game. He has been phenomenal as well. These two young backs have been just a great surprise when you think this was a team that brought in Ben Tate to kind of carry the run game. He was a veteran. He'd been in the system. He was the guy. And yet, after 3 weeks, these two guys have been phenomenal. Five rushing touchdowns already between the two of them. Don't forget, last year, the Browns didn't have a single back with more than two, and they had four rushing touchdowns amongst their backs total on the year.
Unbelievable. Those are some of the surprises through the first three games. We invite you to have a great bye weekend, and then we're right back with you next week as the Browns prepare to take the road and take on the Tennessee Titans. For Nathan Zagura, I'm Jim Donovan. As always, thanks for joining us on Cleveland Browns Today here on ClevelandBrowns.com.